Okay, Google.
Okay, Google, that's how we're gonna fucking start? No, you're not ready. You know.
No,
seriously, you are not fucking ready.
Hello, everybody. Stop, bro. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Fatty After Dark. So today we have on here my bro, Baba. My brother, Baba. Baba. And, what, man? You said you're
Baba is here.
Thank you. And we're going to be discussing something that that Baba, thought of. It was about some kind of people out there that, I don't know, they could be any gender, I feel. But they are out there scamming you. And
on the dating site.
On dating apps in particular has been the most frequent and the highest one of, like, I feel like that's what they're attacking more, like, through dating apps. Because it's so easy to, like, try to, like, swindle somebody, right?
I mean, what they basically do is, I mean, wow. Where do I begin?
Yeah, Baba got fucked up in that shit. Like, would you care to share?
Like, no, I never.
Some bitch got him fucked up, I mean. Like, she had you fucked up in the head, like, in her head. She thought she was playing you as a fool.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she thought. I mean, I played the game as long as I could.
Well, no, as long as you could, like, fucking, I wouldn't be able to put up with that shit, though.
No, it's so easy. I mean, fuck with their head.
Well, they think they're fucking with yours.
Exactly. Isn't that the beauty?
That's the beauty, exactly. That's why you're my brother. But any, my barber, fuck, bro, obviously he's my brother, but his name is Baba. Like, it's a clear
name. My head is fucking spinning.
You better grab it. It's gonna spin away. But yeah.
I wish it did. I fucking wish it did.
Heads will roll. Anyway, so moving on to the same topic. These scammers are literally, what is it now? Cryptocurrency? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, they play this beautiful game of, like,
they set up a whole lifestyle.
Yes, it's a beauty.
Not even a lifestyle, you can be their lifestyle.
No, it's a fucking beauty. I mean, they go to the most fucking exclusive restaurant.
Dude, they fucking go.
You can think of
Google
of that town, which they claim to be in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they will send you the picture of the most beautiful shit you can thought of.
I told you that shit is from Google. From a real fucking person.
I mean,
that went to the real
this
fucking,
fucking
took a real picture.
Can I say, can we curse?
I'm fucking cursing.
Oh, okay.
My bad, I'll try to bleep it up later.
I mean,
well, maybe
don't say that.
I'm gonna, whenever I want to curse, I'll just go bleep. So I don't have to do the editing, because I don't know how to edit yet. The mic is still on. My bad. I'll get it right another time, man. It's just too much, like, too many pieces. It should just be one piece. But yeah, man. So yeah, they have tried, they, as far as even saying that, put money in your account or something, no? Into your this is low. And what would they do? Get your account number and routing number?
Yes,
and
they have
all they
yes they have everything
they can track anything.
No,
I've heard of things where, like, people call you and you
can I fucking say something.
Were you even saying something? My bad, because I'm this ear, I don't know, I got a little bit too much water in it while I was showering, so, but go on. Sir? I mean, Baba?
Like I was fucking saying.
What were you saying? the people.
They'll make you download one app.
Word? An app?
Yes, it's Coinbit app, whatever, you know.
Coinbase,
whatever,
oh,
you know.
Word, I got this.
Actually, as a matter of fact, let me just find out which one it is so I can give you the
Venmo or like
No. Shut the fuck up.
Cash app.
Would you shut the fuck up for a second?
No, I'm just saying because somebody's like tried to G me on. I can't have a cash app.
You know, Coinbase or some shit like that. You know, Coinbase, and they will make you open an account and they will walk you through it. And every time you do a transaction, they will ask you to, send them a screenshot and then and that. And, you know, while you're sending them all that, you know, they're getting it. And they will, you know, they're guiding you through the whole process.
And for all you know, they already have your IP address. And
correct.
Just because, like, they know your area and they can see what Wi-Fi spots are. I don't know. They get really technical. You can get a VPN and change your entire IP address to have it say some other totally different IP address from, like, another different country even. So if they can go that far, I can just imagine what else they can do. I've heard of people that just answer their phone for a random number, and all they need is
your voice verification.
And that's all they need to unlock so many different things, and you don't realize it that our voice is attached to so many things.
No, but that's why you don't want to do the voice verification.
I'm a lazy bitch. I'll do that. But, like, I get it now. But, like, it's weird because my own phone doesn't understand me sometimes. Why? It's because it's listening to so many other people, I feel. Not because I sound weirder than I.
Well, now with the AI and everything, I mean,
yeah,
they can copy, you know.
And not only that, but these people, they scam me. And I've had people actually say, oh, why don't you go to your local Rite Aid shop or, like, you know, pharmacy, drugstores and get a gift card
for
$300 or $500 or whatever $100. And you know what? Those are my favorite because you could fuck with them back. So I'm like, why don't I just get you $500?
No. The best thing is like, hey, I got the money. Meet me. Meet me somewhere.
Why the fuck would you want to do that? Like, no, it's so
and
much
they fun. Will never agree to meet you.
Cause they're not even here, man. They're
correct.
Not even get a fucking plane.
And they will send you all this picture. And you know, one bitch sent me a fucking picture.
Dude, I told you they could like swap their face.
No. No, hear me out. No, would you fucking hear me out?
Bro, what's up?
This bitch sent me a picture that she's at the gas station, and the fucking price of the gas was like $1.99.
What the fuck?
That's exactly.
A red, like 85 red flags right
like,
there.
I'm like, bitch, tell me the location.
She's back from the future.
I'm gonna fucking, you
the
know,
other way.
Teleport myself over there with my car, okay. Fill up the
you
fucking tank.
You know how old I was when I was here? I wasn't.
No, that wasn't that long. When the pandemic hit, one blew.
Yeah, but I was not that this old though.
God damn, every day you're getting older.
Exactly,
Jesus Christ.
That's the point.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly. You know it. So, like, whoa, she fucked up there majorly. Does she not
know? She?
The person who scammed you, or a he. I hope it's not a he.
Scammed? No,
or
I did not.
Or sent you a picture or whatever. The $1.99 gas hoe.
No, she did not get anything out of me.
But how the fuck did she send you a picture with $1.99?
Yeah, I mean, she was telling me it's like send her a fucking gift card for $50.
Oh, that
she
thing,
can,
yeah.
You know,
see,
so she can fill up the fucking gas.
Dude, and you're going to send her a freaking those tanks that you could fill up with gas so she could fill it up with gas and send it back to us. Because it'd still probably be cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, why play that game?
Can we call her? Cause I'll get some gas.
No, that can't even gonna answer.
Cause it's probably a he. Sometimes these people are a he's, or the she's are a he, or he is a she, or sometimes they're just trannies. I don't know anymore.
Fuck.
Who are you? What are you, sir? I mean, Baba, what are you going through? Okay, so, I forgot we were recording. My mic doesn't work yet, so I'm
going to... Yeah, we're not recording, Fatma.
We are recording.
I fucking know that.
Alrighty, thank you for listening. I'll be right back.
Yeah, get the fuck.